Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Was the girl a virgin who sacrificed herself to the volcano?
No, but she was a dumbass.
No, she didn't do it on purpose, but she's on the edge of an active volcano somewhere, and her jacket got caught or something?
I think it was her jacket or her skirt or something. This was in Indonesia.
Did she jump a barrier or something? Usually they don't let people go to the crater of an active volcano.
Good point, Todd.
It says she and her husband had reportedly climbed the slope with a local guide so they could watch the dramatic sunrise from the volcano's rim.
Yeah.
She was from China. This happened in Indonesia.
Had Tyler at the volcano's rim.
Yeah. Somebody say rim?
What a fun word.
Yeah. As they posed for pictures, her skirt reportedly got caught, which caused her to stumble. She ended up tumbling backwards over the edge into the crater in front of her horrified husband. 250 feet down, she's dead now.
Well, did she go into the lava?
No.
Okay, because then that way you don't have to worry about retrieving the body, though. That's pretty cool.
But it did take local rescuers about 2 hours to get down there, retrieve her body, and bring it back.
I'm surprised they let people go up there, because it says there were clouds of steam and sulfur gas rising behind her. You can see it in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that would you would become
that's
overcome.
That's a studio right here.
Probably
right.
Make for a cool picture.
Wait, so this is just the account that the husband gave of what
happened? Thank yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
thank
that sounds awful. Oh, she fell into a cavern.
There was a guide there, too. There was a guide with
help.
Him
that
took him up the mountain.
But there are a lot of those, Walsh, there's a lot of those stories where, like, the guy falls off a cliff or the girl falls off a cliff, and they end up charging them. And, you know, think about it, if you didn't do it. I mean, you really didn't push your wife off, and you have to deal with that.
Well, tell it to Keith Morrison from Dateline.
Right. Exactly. And they figure out somehow, they look into they had a fight the night before. Okay, guilty.
Yep. Yeah, what was the insurance policy?
Right, that's it.
It doesn't seem like they were anywhere that they shouldn't have been. It says the Department of Conservation for the region said that the incident was an accident and the tourists should remain safe while scaling this mountain. It doesn't say that they went out of some bounded area that they weren't supposed to.
No, she was standing on one leg.
All right, I'm looking at TripAdvisor right now, and you can find yourself a guide to trek up there for $70.
Yeah, and these volcanoes are known for their blue fire, which is the sulfuric gas igniting and burning from these craters.
All right, so it must not kill you if you breathe a little bit of that in.
Into it, that kills you, though.
Yeah, right? The 250-foot fall will kill you.
That's the chaos that Walsh loves.
Yeah, right. One place I would be really careful would be the rim of a giant volcano.
You think? Yeah.
I don't get near anything. If I'm up any kind of those, you know, I would never get close to the edge of anything like that. Because you can enjoy the scenery. Like we talk about the people dying during these selfies. You can enjoy the scenery of these kind of places by not being that close. You know?
I don't get close to the railing in an Embassy Suites.
I'm with you on that. You and I hate that. those freak me out because they're indoors, man.
Yeah, but they're super high.
What about the sky box at the top of the, you know, what used to be the Sears Tower in Chicago? I did that. Like where you step out into a fully enclosed.
Is that the part where you lean forward?
No, that's a different one. That's a different one. But this is when you step out and it's glass all around you. So you can see straight down.
I would do that. Yeah. I would do that.
I've done
that's
different. But there's not a ledge.
No, there isn't.
That's different.
But it is better that place on the west rim of the Grand Canyon. I had you at the rim again.
Yep. Yeah.
Where they have this walkway, and it's plexiglass. You can see through it. So you walk
out. That looks cool. Yeah. Is that cool, Todd?
Yeah. Well, I've not experienced it. She's seen it, and she said it's pretty cool. Because you're looking straight down into the canyon, you know, a 4,000-foot drop.
That's the one that the Indian tribe was allowed to build, and they collect money from that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think you got to take a bus in, you know, and then you obviously got to pay to see it.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't be scared on that thing, because I know I would be. But I'd probably walk around that real quick. I wouldn't stay out on it, you know, only because I'm an idiot and scared of those kind of things, you know. But you're safe, obviously, up there.
I'm sure you're...
You're looking right down, man.
Your stomach goes into your throat the first time you see it because it's a pretty massive drop.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, man. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole article here about glass-bottomed attractions at terrifying heights. It's from Condé Nast. The Grand Canyon Skywalk, the CN Tower in Toronto, they've got, like, glass floor that you can walk on.
Yeah, see, that stuff doesn't bite. It's weird being up that high, but you're not going to trip and
you're
fall.
You're not going to fall, right.
Okay, here's one. Here's another one. One of the newest glass-floored attraction, the Glacier Skywalk in the Canadian Rockies.
Where's that?
The curved walk. So it's another one where it's like a half circle.
Yeah, it
extends 100 feet off the edge of the cliff, holding steady at 918 feet above the Sunwapta Valley. From the observation platform, you can see out across the valley and up into the mountains of Jasper National Park.
There's one somewhere in, I want to say, an Asian country where there's an infinity pool on a really high roof.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can swim in that. If you go to the edge of the infinity pool, it's just the edge of the building. And that, just looking at that freaks me out. You know?
That's how I've rode those rides when I was a kid on the Stratosphere in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah. And you're in the roller coaster. And if you were to get off left, you would just jump off the building. Or, you know, you're
that,
just
I've seen
off.
That. Yeah. I've been up there, Walsh, but I've never got on those because I didn't like that. But I've been up there watching that. The roller coaster goes out and then it kind of skips down like you think it's going to fall, but I mean, it doesn't fall. And you were a teenager, right? You could handle that?
Man. Yeah, I think I was 10 to 12. We rode the one that shoots you straight up in the air.
Yeah, Todd got on that. I watched him. I didn't want to do that one. And that one's right in the middle, so there's really no shot of you dying. It's right in the middle of the stratosphere, but I just didn't want to do it.
Was that the hot shot where you go part of the way up and then they drop you again?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what it's called.
Now they have a repelling one, don't they, there? That you jump off like a bungee off the stratosphere?
Yeah,
now?
No, yeah,
that's how we get rid of puss.
It's a
we get rid of puss.
Are we trying to get rid of it?
It sounds like we had a meeting like behind your back, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I missed something here.
Hey, we're not supposed to talk about that out loud.
But this is recorded.
Apparently, I drove right by.
Walsh is our producer next week.
Columbia Icefield Skywalk, and we didn't stop to look at it. I'm disappointed in me.
I am too.
Yeah, you probably didn't know what happened, man. All right.
Well, there should have been signage for it. I should have noticed it because it's in Jasper National Park in Alberta. National Park Week, by the way. Everybody celebrating National Park Week?
Ooh, you are. Yeah.
Making any plans?
No.
Visiting any this summer? Our comedian pal Jason Regan stopped by the other day because his daughter wanted to see the puppies.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool,
and,
man.
He is renting an RV and he's doing a little national park tour. So I'm going to be his travel agent. Because there's a lot of places that he wants to go that you need reservations now. Especially the southern Utah parks because they're super busy.
You know, Regan's aunt saw your nuts, right, Walsh?
It all comes around to that.
I'm sorry,
she's
yelling. Sorry, man.
Yeah, trying to
I had to bring it back.
He's going
to
put you on the bungee, too.
Yeah, apparently.
This is how we kill Tyler.
I'm making you walk out to the rim.
Get rid of.
Get rid of. That's how we get rid of
like
puss.
I'm just some piece of trash over
that
here.
Was sort of like an inside thing you said out loud.
I feel like I missed a meeting.
Well, me and,
yeah,
me
that's
and,
definitely a meeting you're not going to be invited to.
No. Me and Todd Nick said, what are you talking about? Don't say it out loud. That's how.
That's not comforting.
We're still trying to figure out the insurance.
We're all trying to act shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it sound like you did know about it. You just weren't supposed to say it out loud.
Well, he said it like we knew about it.
I know, and now you're saying it like you knew about it.
That's how we get rid of us.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
My parents still bring up when we had a family vacation. We were in Colorado and did one of those side drives. Yeah, you know, where you can like go up to the top of a
mountain. Yeah.
Was this in the park?
Yeah, yeah, some park, but you could just go clear up high on a straight up drive, and there's right. like a lookout.
Okay,
got and it. We were on it, brakes smelling, the whole works. Mm-hmm. My parents were all scared. We're at the top, and I swung the door of the car open.
Oh,
and I go, and my parents lost their mind.
Oh, they would have lost their mind.
Because my dad is like,
you probably didn't have a seatbelt on, did you?
Oh, I think I had a seatbelt on.
Okay.
But they were all gripped, and I was like, I bet this will be funny. Just swung the door up, and they went nuts.
We rented, I suggest you do this too, it was outside of somewhere down between Breckenridge and Vail, I believe, someplace, middle nowhere. We rented one of those four-wheelers with the roll cage and the helmets.
Like those gator things?
Yeah, we drove up the side of a mountain in that, me, Ryder, and my wife and my daughter. And I enjoyed that because even though I knew that we were going straight up this mountain, I was in a roll cage with a Hans device and a helmet. I'm thinking, you know what? I'll be fine. But we drove up those mountains in like a regular rental SUV. Man, I didn't dig that at all. I did not like that, man.
Did you roll it on purpose? Just to
no,
see,
I didn't. We could have rolled it on the flat ground on purpose, but you know, why risk yourself? Then your arm's swinging out and you cut your hand off. You know, that'd be stupid. You know?
Yeah, you learn to drum with one arm. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Right.
Did you get to drive this thing?
Oh, yeah. You rented it and you drove it. You had to sign all kinds of things, but it was just fun, man.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say he's the only one that drove it because he's the
Ryder
only
drove
one to trust.
Really? Ryder drove too. I let Ryder drive it, yeah.
I didn't think that would happen for
you
know, Captain Paranoia over there.
Well, then my daughter and my wife got out because they were too scared.
That's...
And then just hit Ryder.
How old was he? Is that against policy?
Two summers ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he was two summers ago.
I thought you had to be like 25.
No.
That's just a rental car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
he was a licensed driver.
Yeah, he was.
And he looked 46.
Have you ever done that? That's really cool. That was really cool.
I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, I'll find out where it was, Todd, because I know you'd enjoy it. I know you like that kind of stuff. And it is Colorado, one of your favorite states, you know. Yeah. And I wasn't high or anything.
Yeah, but I usually don't
boring.
Do touristy stuff.
But yeah, but it was so in the mountains that it didn't feel like a touristy thing.
Yeah, you were
went into a log cabin, and they you know, it was right there in the middle of the mountain. Yeah,
pretty isolated. You weren't around a bunch of other
real
people?
Isolated. Oh. Real isolated. Yes, real isolated.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, not cheap. Wasn't cheap, but it was fun. Yeah, well, nothing's cheap anymore. You know.
We got one more severed finger email here. Back in high school, lifting weights before football practice.
Oh, yeah, brutal.
One kid who was a real meathead was doing incline presses with dumbbells, didn't notice that his partner had left a set of dumbbells on the ground below the bench. Meathead drops his dumbbells, and his pointer finger was in the wrong spot, ended up getting pinched between two dumbbells.
It. Oh,
right off.
Severed, hanging on by a sliver of skin. He says the dumbass felt the need to ask coach if he could go see the trainer.
Coach, can I see the trainer?
Yes. His finger was holding on by a sliver of skin.
Yeah.
They did reattach it.
They put it on ice and reattached it, right?
Trainer packed his whole hand on ice and it was reattached.
Stuff
how many
like
guys puked?
Creeps.
Oh, there had to be.
I would have puked.
Two or three guys just blowing chunks right there.
Oh,
projectile vomit.
Right.
Because that's a lot of blood right
there. That had to be awful.
Especially if he just finished a set, his heart was pumping. There was probably some blood spurting out of that.
To Walsh, that's just pleasure and chaos.
Right?
I pinched a finger before.
Walsh is sitting in the corner with a smug grin.
Yeah, look at his eyes. Like he is now.
Like you're putting a plate back on the rack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easy to pinch a finger
I've
that way.
I've done that.
So... Yep. I can't imagine how much that hurt.